Welcome to WP Coffee Talk with your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette. Special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sentry Hosting, Expander Digital, GoWP, and WP Explorer. WP Coffee Talk is a proud supporter of Big Orange Heart, whose mission is to support and promote positive well-being and mental health within remote working communities. Please consider a donation to Big Orange Heart to continue to support this great mission. Welcome to the next episode of WP Coffee Talk. I'm Michelle Frechette. I don't think I ever remember to introduce myself. This is probably the first episode where I actually introduce my own name. I just assume people know if they're listening who I am, but I'm Michelle Frechette. I am the podcast barista here at WP Coffee Talk, and it's my pleasure to be able to talk to people all over the world in the WordPress community. And today my guest is, let's see if I say your name properly. I had a little lesson before, Yaron Roti. Close
yes,
enough?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And you are in Belgium, is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Yes. And last Saturday, I spoke at WordCamp Rochester about what I've learned through the podcast. And Taco van der Schot said, "You don't have anybody from Belgium. I'm going to hook you up." And so he like connected me to a few people, you being one of them. So thank you for being so gracious and agreeing to be part of the show today.
Cool. Yeah. Glad I'm here.
Me too. So you have your own gig now. You're freelancing, and your company, you said you've recently rebranded, is Sitefly. And I actually really like that name. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's related to giving websites speedy and getting on the fly. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really, really nice branding. That's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So yeah, I'm Jeroen, I'm Belgian. I live in Ypres, I'm 29. And I do a few things like, Sitefly, which is just building and optimizing websites, and mainly with WordPress.
Yeah. Perfect, awesome. And I usually tell people, show me your mug, but you have two. So show me your mugs. Let me see what you brought
yes.
today. Tell us about them.
I have two, yeah. Let's start with the one with a logo you are familiar with.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, it's the WordPress logo. It's a mug I got from the first WordCamp I did here in Belgium, which is actually the first one. Yeah. It was WordCamp Antwerp in 2016. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I love it. I don't use it that often, but it's in my closet and I keep it.
It's dear to you, yes.
Yes, indeed. And the second one, yeah, it's in Dutch. Maybe, yeah, computer, you will get that.
And genie?
The genie, which is genius, yeah.
Yeah.
So the number one computer genius mug, which I got from my girlfriend, I think it was. Mm-hmm. It's really cool, and I use it daily with my coffee, but in the morning and not now. No,
I know it. I always say, you know, what are you drinking? And obviously your cups are empty the way you're kind of swinging them around. But I know that you also have some water there with you.
I have some sparkling soda stream. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I have my mug today, which is my cat is my spirit animal. I am a crazy cat lady. That's what my friends, you know, I have three cats. Anyway, so I should put an S. My cats are my spirit animals. And I am drinking coffee. It's actually pumpkin spice latte because I am a fiend for pumpkin spice. And it's actually cooled down a little bit because it's about an hour old, but it's still good. And I'm going to keep sipping it. So there you go. So how did you get started with WordPress?
When I was like my teenager years, I was making static websites just with Dreamweaver and HTML. But then I needed dynamic websites and started looking into content management systems. Started out with Drupal and Joomla, but then I found WordPress and stick to it just because of the user friendliness and easiness. And yeah, I just sticked with that one.
I think that's a common theme between a lot of people in the WordPress community. It's like you've tried a bunch of things and then you're like, yep, this is where I belong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was interested in the user friendliness. I could teach my client to use it in just 1 hour or so, just to do the content editing and such. which wasn't obvious in Drupal or Joomla to teach them very easily. No.
My least favorite content management system ever was .NET Nuke. Have you ever built a site in .NET Nuke?
Nope.
You're lucky.
But I know the name though, and I know what it is, yeah. But I have no experience in it.
Yeah, no, I didn't build a site in it. I inherited a site, which perhaps is even worse because you have no idea how people have put it together before then. And that it was at that point that I said WordPress sites from now on. So I completely understand. When you look at websites, whether they're your own or other people's, what do you think is something that we as designers and developers need to focus more attention on to make sites better for the end user?
For the end user or as a whole?
Well, as a whole is fine, but specifically for visitors too.
Yeah, well, site speed is very interesting. So,
Absolutely. And
going from there, sustainability. So getting that site not having resources you don't need and getting it very small, as little as possible. So it goes fast, but it doesn't need a lot of resources on the server level. That is very interesting for me to have a quick site and have it sustained.
And I don't think that site visitors think about that. Unless
no,
it's a slow
no,
site.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Right? If it's a slow site, then they notice it. But if you've done your job, then they never even think about it.
Yeah, exactly. And especially on images, though, because they just upload, but they really have to think about their images. Yeah.
I had a woman in the Rochester area here where I am in New York reach out to me once. She said, my site won't load. I don't understand what's happening. I said, well, why don't you come out to my office? We'll take a look at it together. So we sat down and she brought the site up. And sure enough, like she put the site up on the screen and it would just spin and spin and spin. She had a 15,000 pixel wide image that was trying to load as the hero image on the homepage. I said, well, perhaps if we made that smaller. Within just about 5 minutes of editing that image, we got it done under a second to load. What a difference.
Yeah, if you can find the culprit that easily, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, when it was the first thing that tried to load, that made it a lot easier to find, right?
Yeah, it's images. Yeah.
Yeah. And when it's code, I don't have as much luck because I don't understand that stuff. But the images I can see, that's pretty visual. Yeah. No, I think that's a great point. When you think back over your WordPress journey, what's something that you wish you'd learned earlier on that would have made life a little bit easier? Like, oh gosh, now I know this, but I wish I'd known it back then.
Yeah, I would say that dare to say no to your client. When they ask for an extra feature or something moving or something spectacular, maybe say no, and that's not a good idea. But when you're starting out, you don't have the courage to say that.
That's true.
Yeah, I do have that now. So I can say it more easily, like, no, not going to do that.
Do you remember back, and you said you were using Dreamweaver and things like that early on. My first website I ever built was in 2000, like right when it was starting to be a thing. And I was taking a class in my master's program. And we were so excited that we had a scrolling marquee.
Marquee text. Oh yeah. It's still a thing. I see it from time to time.
Every once in a while. Yeah. And on the oatmeal articles, because they like to make fun of things like that.
Yeah, marquee.
Marquee. Yeah. And then animated GIFs that just autoplay and things like that. But because it was fun, right? And Flash, remember Flash? Flash had like intros and things like that. So yeah, we've come a long way. just because it exists doesn't mean you should use it.
Oh, that's a good statement. Yeah.
For sure, right? So I know that I don't think you've spoken at any WordCamps yet, but you've attended WordCamps and meetups, right?
Yeah, I've attended quite a few, yes, indeed. And I always volunteer. Mm-hmm. And this year in March, we should have WordCamp Antwerp 2020, but on the last minute, we had to cancel because of COVID.
Yeah.
But I've never spoken on a WordCamp. I did on a meetup, but not on a WordCamp. No, not yet, at least.
I'm sure it's in your future.
When
you
you if I dare to say yes, if I just like here today.
See, we're helping you kind of take those baby steps, right?
Yeah, sure.
When you think back over the different meetups that you've attended and WordCamps, is there like a moment or two, a person that you met, something that was really inspirational or pivotal in your WordPress journey and your WordPress work that you look back on and you think that was really an inspirational moment?
Well, first thing that comes to mind would be the keynote or the Matt's talk in Paris on WordCamp Europe in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be just there and see the vision of the next few years coming to mm-hmm. WordPress. I think it was in Paris that we first saw a beta of Gutenberg, the block editor, but I'm not sure about that. Yeah, it's always cool to be at events and see what is coming next, right? So I like to be in ahead of time. mm-hmm. Yeah, but next to that, I remember a keynote from Jono, which is a colleague at Yoast of mine,
mm-hmm.
On WordCamp Nijmegen, which was about site speed.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he knows all about that. And it was very quickly, he speaks very quick, and it was very fun. I just remember, I'm starting laughing just because I remember the keynote, and it was very cool.
A good keynote really makes or breaks an entire event, doesn't it? So when you have somebody with a good sense of humor that and gives good information, that's the best.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Absolutely. What was your favorite WordCamp so far? I know that's like hard. Asking you to pick. It's like asking you to pick a favorite child. I know.
I don't have child.
But if you did.
Maybe WordCamp Europe in Belgrade, Serbia. Okay. That was a very nice one. Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people talk about that one.
Yeah, I like WordCamp Europe because they are way bigger than the normal WordCamps, like mm-hmm. where we have 200 or 300 people. But the one in Belgrade was very cool. The volunteer team was very awesome and big. And I met numerous people there, like any volunteer does on a WordCamp. So.
Yeah. I keep applying to speak at WordCamp Europe because if I get picked, I'm going to find a way to get there. But so far it hasn't happened, and then it got canceled, and we'll see. And there won't be
next
one next year.
Is online, so it will be online. So
I know. I want to travel there. I've never been to Europe. I want to be there, put my feet on the soil. But yes, even speaking from remotely would be wonderful, of course.
Cool.
For sure.
Yeah. Sure, apply.
I always do. The worst thing that can happen is they say no, thank you. But if you don't apply, you can't even get that far. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Sitefly. So you're building sites for customers. How do you find customers? I think that a lot of times people love to hear about how we build sites and what we do, but customer acquisition is not necessarily an easy thing, especially when you're working for yourself. So tell us how you've grown your network.
Well, most of the time it's by word of mouth. So people that are happy with my services just tell it further when for their clients.
Mm-hmm.
So just like, okay, can you do it for my client? Or they give my contact details and I just contact them or all the way around. And yeah, word of mouth is really good and free ads. That's, yeah.
Free is good.
Yeah.
I mean, I always say like WordPress is free, but it's free like a free puppy. You know how expensive a free puppy is, right?
Yeah.
So it's good that the puppy is free, but everything that goes with it costs a little bit more.
Just a little bit.
just a tad. So do you do development work as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I develop and, maintain, host, and optimize WordPress sites. Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's awesome. And what is your affiliation with Yoast? I know you've mentioned it a few times.
Yeah. So I also work 2 days in a week for the support team at Yoast, but from home.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not as far from my colleagues from the office. So I tend to go a few times a year, but in last half a year, I didn't go, obviously.
Right. Makes it a little harder this year for travel, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what is your favorite thing about having your own business and doing freelance work?
That will be twofold. Okay. Choosing my own hours and choosing my own clients. Like I don't feel like this is something for me, this project, I can say like, hey, I know that guy or that girl and that can do that. And just, it's a win-win, so.
I used to freelance and that was my favorite as well. I love working at night. So I would sleep until 10 or 11 in the morning. And then I would work until 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, and kind of that kind of cycle. But one of my favorite things was finally getting to the point where I could say, I don't think that I'm a good fit for your project, so that I didn't have to take every project that came along. So yeah. It's a good feeling, isn't
it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. And it's always cool to, if you have a lead that you don't feel like doing and you can say like, you can pick or contact this one I know. And they are just happy with someone else doing the job. So
Exactly. But let me move into my rapid fire questions and see what kind of answers you have. I always say I will ask them rapidly. You take the time that you'd like to answer them. Okay. What are 2 or 3 must-have plugins that you would recommend to somebody building their own website?
Okay. First, Yoast SEO.
You have to say that.
No, I don't. But no. I've been using it before I joined the team. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. It goes on every site that I ever build.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Next to Yoast, Wordfence. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, I would say Coco Analytics. And maybe you haven't heard of that, but it's a privacy first statistic plugin for WordPress. So it doesn't use third-party services. It just uses your own database and it's very small and doesn't collect as much or just non-personal data. So.
Oh, okay. Very good.
It's really cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Most people just use Google Analytics and doesn't do a thing without the data or with the data.
Yeah, and you're connected to a much bigger entity when you're using Google Analytics than just your own, right?
Yeah, you're using or helping Google out and not yourself.
Right, exactly. They're a pretty big conglomeration, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a bit. Yes.
I used to say, I'm not sure who Big Brother is, but it's got to be either Google or Facebook, one of the two.
Or both, yeah. Or
they could be working together, that's true. There might be Big Brothers, they're brothers together.
Yeah. Same family.
Yeah, exactly. At least cousins, I don't know. Did you have a WordPress mentor, either when you started with WordPress or somewhere along your journey, or a business mentor, and who was it, or is it?
Not really a mentor, I guess, but just being part of the community. There are a few people just I have daily contact with on the workspace, Slack workspace, for example. Just a few people that are weekly active on meetups. But really a direct mentor, not exactly, no.
Yeah. You're not unusual. A lot of people say they haven't had a mentor, but I think most of us think that it sounds like a wonderful idea.
Yeah, I should think about it, but yeah. I like to learn things myself as well. So I like to trial and error and learn from my mistakes. So. Yeah.
Sometimes it's nice to have somebody you can ask questions of, but
just ask within the community or in the WP Belgium Slack space and we just chat about questions and options.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Who is somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why?
That must be Taco, the one mentioning me on Twitter to get here today. Taco is a wonderful colleague of mine. It's a good friend. He's an awesome community guy for Yoast. He's just an overall wonderful person I met. Yeah, I met him on the first WordCamp here in Antwerp, Belgium. So. Mm-hmm. And since then, I see him on all of the WordCamps where I go.
Especially now that they're all digital and Yoast is sponsoring. It's like you go into the room, it's like, oh, hi, Taco, there you are.
Yeah, most of the times he's there. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think I've ever disagreed with anybody when they say somebody they admire, but Taco is definitely somebody that's just an amazing person and such a great community member, and always so helpful. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a great listener, thoughtful, and indeed helpful for everyone. Yeah.
We need to get him on WP Coffee Talk. I keep asking him, but he hasn't done it yet. So now you can put some, you should apply a little pressure back to him now.
I will do that. Yeah. Awesome.
Sounds good. What's something that you'd like to learn in WordPress, but that you haven't tackled yet?
That would be launching a plugin on WordPress.org, which you did recently.
I did. I saw.
Yeah, I saw that. Awesome. Yeah, I have a book with me to learn how to develop better plugins for WordPress. So I do develop plugins, but mostly just for one website, but not for a broader audience. So I have the new book. I've started reading it, but I'm not quite there yet.
That's the one that Brad...
Really...
Brad Williams. Brad Williams. One... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's the second edition. Yeah.
He messaged me. He's sending that to me so that I can go beyond Hello Dolly into actual like more development. And I'm just a little scared, but yeah, I realize Hello Dolly is not, I mean, it is a plugin, but I am not a developer because I could follow the instructions within it and I'd like to learn more. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I look forward to learn more in the book. Yeah.
We'll compare notes once I start to read it too.
Cool. Yeah.
And Brad That's- is some, Brad is somebody that I also admire in the WordPress community. He does, he and his company do a lot for WordPress as well. So
cool.
Absolutely. What's one of the biggest mistakes that you've ever made in WordPress and what did you learn from it?
Well, that would be deleting a database which was used in production. but the best thing is that it was for my own website and not for a client. So.
And did you have
it
a
wasn't back? That? Yeah.
Okay, good.
I did, but then again, yeah, deleting product database is not really
not good.
Not really, no.
My very first website I ever built in WordPress, I thought I could move it, migrate it from one place to another, just like I would have through FTP with like Dreamweaver or one of the other site builders that I was using back in the day. It doesn't work that way.
You forgot your database, I guess.
Because I didn't know there was such a thing because it was the first time I'd ever been using it. And then I just didn't know where it went and I had to have it by the next day. So I rebuilt the entire website overnight based on my memory of what I had done before. I was just miserable.
Yeah, but it's a common mistake. They're like, I moved my files. Where's my website?
Yep. But I learned so much, right? So it was a mistake, but I did learn a lot. And I think that every time we make mistakes in WordPress, it's definitely a lesson.
Yeah, I didn't delete the database, which was used a second time. I will hold my table now.
It's like not driving your car without your seatbelt on. It's like you don't move you don't delete the database. Absolutely. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
I guess that would be the day I went to my first WordCamp. Because I finally decided to go and to dive in. Because I was using WordPress a few years already, but never attended one. I got introduced to the awesome community and my life changed since that day. So
it does kind of just suck you right in, doesn't it?
I'm still very active in it. Yeah.
Me too. It becomes like, and I think I actually ask a question when people sign up to be on the show that says, how would you describe the WordPress community? And people have all kinds of different things. And you used one word and it hit me like home. You said family. Yeah. And I feel very much the same. So I loved that. It made me smile.
Yeah, I'm very fond of the code of conduct where everyone is just equal and invited to be part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Absolutely.
It's close to my heart. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
if you weren't working in technology, if you weren't working in WordPress and web design and all of that, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
Generally, I have no idea because I've doing IT and tech stuff from when I was 5 or 6. So my dad was working in tech and IT as well. So I never did anything else, and I already knew what I was going to do. Not that it was going to be a website, so in the online world, but I started out as an IT repair tech guy in a local store, but now I'm just on my own and I love it.
That's great. I actually had somebody tell me once that they'd be an Uber driver, and I thought, well, that's a very interesting switch from development.
It is different, yes.
Okay, I don't know what I'd be doing either. I know what I've done as other careers in my past, but I don't know what else I'd choose if I was looking at something future. So to think about that sometime. What's something on your bucket list?
That would be to travel more. But that's not a good time for doing so. Yeah, you said you would like to go to Europe, but I would like to go to America and get outside of Europe because I haven't so far. So traveling is just fun. I love to explore, and it doesn't have to be that far, but just new areas or new cities or countries. I like to travel.
Do you like to do anything adventurous when you travel? Like, do you do bungee jumping or?
Oh, no, no.
Me either. You don't want to jump out of an airplane or anything like that.
No, I have a fear of heights, so no, I wouldn't do that.
2 weekends ago, I went up to the mountains here in New York into the Adirondacks because the leaves are changing and it's absolutely beautiful. And the person I went with, we were driving and I said, look, you can actually drive up to the top of Whiteface Mountain, which is where they skied down for the 1980 Olympics and the 1960 or 36 Olympics. So it's very, very tall mountain. And I thought, oh, it's, you know, you're already up high in the mountains. It doesn't look like it's that much taller. But as you're driving along and like the drop off goes like this, I was like driving. I was riding. But I was like, I couldn't even look. He's like, look over there. I'm like, no.
Nope. I'm not going to do that.
It's a long drop. But no. And then I would get out of the car and take pictures. But as I'm driving, I couldn't either. So I tell people when they tell me that they want to do skydiving, that I will wait for them on the ground and welcome them when they arrive. But I'm not going up in the plane with them.
Yeah, I like to be on the ground as well. Yeah, with my feet
absolutely
on the
ground. Absolutely. Although I was in a helicopter once, and that was a really cool experience.
Yeah, I do like to fly in a plane, but...
Yeah.
That's not an issue, but,
yeah, but
jumping out of it. Nah,
don't push me out of it. That's right.
Exactly.
I don't think I'd like that either. I know we talked about this in advance, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents that the WordPress community might not know about, or a hobby that you have. I'll put that in there.
Yeah, if I'm not working or just at my laptop, I just boot up my gaming PC and play some video games. I don't really have a talent, so I just like to play a video game, yeah.
Do you like stream on Twitch when you do it, or like on YouTube or any of that kind of stuff, or it's just for fun?
Just for fun, yeah.
Nice, that's good.
No, I'm not a streamer, no.
Do you have a favorite game?
At this time, that would be Rocket League. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it.
I am not a gamer. I could play Words with Friends, and that's about it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Rocket League is like playing football,
okay,
but with a car. So you ride your car, and then you hit the ball and try to score.
I'm going to have to check it out, because that sounds like it could be fun. Do you get to run over other players with your car?
You can crash the opponents, yeah.
Like that, then I'll have to check it out. It could be something.
It's a fun game. It's a really fun game. Yes.
Especially if you want to work out some aggression, right?
Yeah, and it went free, if I'm not mistaken. So you can just download it. Yeah.
All right. I'll have to check it out. Thank you. Okay. My last major question is: how do we find you online? What's your website and what's your social handles?
So on WordPress.org, Slack, or Twitter, it's just my full name. So Jeroen Rotti. My professional website would be sidefly.be from Belgium. And my WordPress blog would be on wpinfo.be.
Fantastic. And anybody listening, we will definitely put all of those links in the show notes, so you'll be able to click through and find all of the information that you've listened to today. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we sign off this episode?
Thank you for having me.
Well,
you
thank you, for
you
being
really
here.
Comfort you really comfort me. So it's the first time I did such a thing. So I was a bit nervous.
It's just fun. It's just coffee between friends, even if you're not drinking coffee.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So just a beverage between friends. Sometimes I have bourbon in my mug, but not during the day when I'm, you know, working. So.
Yeah, when you're supposed to work, you don't do that. Yeah, I get that.
That's the after hours in the interview. So. Well, thank you so much for being here. Thanks, Taco, if you're listening. Thank you for recommending Yaren to be on my show today. I appreciate it so much. It was so wonderful to meet you and to get to know you. And I do hope that our paths cross in person at a future WordPress event. That would be wonderful.
Awesome. Yes, let's see each other at the WordCamp in Europe. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again. Until the next episode, you can catch us on wpcoffeetalk.com. And be safe out there, everybody. And we'll see you next time. Thanks.